So I'll be damned if she didn't send me the same damn meme that I posted on Facebook a week before that said, do one thing every day that scares you. Oh my God. Like, call my mom. She got me. Everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Hustlin' in Heels. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we are so excited that you're joining us today for this podcast that celebrates women who work it in all areas of life. So this is our first episode. We've talked to some podcast people, and they did tell us one thing. Beware the first awkward podcast. So we're just going to embrace it, and we are going to channel that awkwardness, and we're just going to work it out.
Do you know what helps with awkwardness?
What helps?
Champagne.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's been a long day.
Yes.
You know, Hustlin' in Heels, the whole idea is we are on our feet from sunup till sundown. So maybe we wake up early, we get a workout in, if we're lucky or if we're feeling it. We go to work all day, we come home, we have to take care of our families, have to take care of our home life. We get to bed probably pretty late after we work on all of our other projects, and then we get up the next day and do it all over. So we're coming to you with this podcast after working a full day. We work 9-to-5 jobs. We are women in the world of finance. And so we want to come to you, talk to our tribe of women out there. But think of us as sitting down on the couch, opening up a bottle of champagne, and just having a conversation. So that's what we're going to do every week. We're going to start out our segment by talking about the champagne we're drinking. So today we are drinking Blanc de Blanc, sparkling wine. I believe that's what they call it, from Lemon Creek Winery. Lemon Creek Winery is a local winery here in Berrien Springs, Michigan. And we're going to enjoy this while we're talking to you tonight, just like you enjoy sipping wine, sipping champagne with your girlfriends, and talking about things that matter to you, finances, family, friends.
Yep. Why not Wednesday?
Right.
Woman Crush Wednesday. Right. And love now, Wednesdays.
Now it's Hustlin' in Heels
now
Wednesdays.
Now Hustlin' in Heels Wednesdays.
Ugh, Wednesdays are the best.
I know.
Forget hump day.
No. Hustlin' in Heels Wednesday.
That's right. So hopefully you're enjoying this along with us. And we encourage you to open up a bottle of champagne or open up a bottle of wine and sit back and just have a chat with us. So the whole idea behind this podcast was a chance for us to celebrate women who work it in all areas of life. We'll talk about women who are crushing it in the field of business, and maybe they're working from home, maybe they're working in the corporate world. And then we're going to talk to women that are crushing it in business. So before we do that, though, before we talk about some of our upcoming guests, let's dive into our stories a little bit. So, Kaylee, what's your story?
So I am turning 30 this year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. And
God, she thinks she's old.
I really do. Like, Stacey laughs at me.
Shut up.
But this is an emotional year. When I look back and think about, like, the last couple years, like, holy shit. I've gotten married. I have a new job this year that I love. But then, you know, you still want to keep your girlfriends and your sanity. And I haven't really figured out that formula yet, to be honest. So this is almost like a self-help journey.
Absolutely.
As we figure this out. And I think back to when we had lunch and we're like brainstorming something completely different. And then it's like you just start, it's like you're having a conversation with your girlfriends about just real, real things. And like, how many other women are having these same conversations?
Absolutely.
You know? It was really good food. I remember exactly what I had for lunch. Fantastic. Actually, it was salmon at Brewster's.
God, you cannot go wrong with salmon.
You really can't. Yeah. And so it's just like, women are so amazing. And I don't think that we take time to celebrate ourselves enough. And when I look around, it's like, there are so many people right here in our local community that have stories to share.
Yep, absolutely. So when we talk about Hustlin' in Heels, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's kind of funny, actually. So I'm 6'1", No one, you listeners, you wouldn't know that, but I just told you. And when I think about hustling in heels, to me it says I am giving a huge middle finger. Sorry, Stacey, I literally just flipped you off saying
twice,
that.
Twice, with both hands, actually.
That's how, like, passionate I am. I give a huge middle finger to all the people that in middle school and high school said, why are you wearing high heels? You're already so tall. And I said, because I can, because I want to, and I'm going to do what I want.
Dance,
and right? And I feel like that's this, like, mantra that has followed me through college, and you graduate and you get a job, and all the struggles that come with that, you know, whether you're a woman or not, you got to own it. Whether you're tall, short, whether you like high heels or not, you got to do what you want to do.
That's right.
Now, your interpretation of hustling in high heels, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, my interpretation is a little bit different. I am not that tall, actually. I'm average height, but my idea of hustling in heels is the fact that every day is a hustle. Honestly, every day for like the last 10 years has been a hustle. I've had a couple different careers in my life. I've been a high school teacher. I've been a real estate agent. And then most recently, a PR manager for a financial institution. So a wide variety of things, and all things that maybe necessarily weren't things that I set out to become, but were things that I hustled to get. I think that whole idea of just remaking yourself and having the ability as women to just do whatever the hell we want when we want to do it because we just want to do it and we think we can, that really is the whole, for me, like the whole idea behind hustling in heels. And then it also brings into it the fact that, yeah, we're women in business, you know, but we're not these hard-nosed corporate bitches, really. But we're not ballerinas either. And so we have to do all of these things. We have to hustle. We have to work pretty damn hard. And because we like to be fashionable, we usually got to do that shit wearing uncomfortable shoes. But God, they look so good. So that whole idea of like hustling like a man, but looking like a woman, that really, right? That really resonates. And the other part behind hustling in heels for me speaks to the whole family aspect. So in remaking myself, in starting new careers, in becoming an entrepreneur on the side, yeah, I have to do all those things while balancing a home life. I have three little kids, and they're involved in every damn sport that you can imagine. So I get up in the morning. I maybe get on the rowing machine if I ate too much the night before and feeling a little bit guilty. Do that, get ready, then get my three kids up, get them ready, usher them off to school. I have three kids to drop off in three different schools. Get to work, work it from 9 to 5, then race home, get them to hockey practice, to softball practice, to baseball practice. Maybe get them some dinner somewhere in there, because you know it ain't homemade most nights, sorry. And get them home, get them in the bathtub, read them a story, tuck them in, and then it's not time for bed. It's time to work on those side projects that we always say yes to. So that's kind of the whole idea of every day is a hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But we get up the next morning and we do it all over again because we want to and because we fucking can.
Right. I'm kind of exhausted listening to your day, though.
I'm kind of exhausted. Like, Mama tired. Mama real tired.
But like, it kind of makes me think, though, I feel like we can be so focused on our own days.
Yep.
And like, I literally woke up this morning. So we were both out of our little town today, all across Michigan. And I woke up this morning thinking like, oh my God, like how the hell am I going to get everything I need to get done? Not only today, but like this week done. It's so easy to be like so overwhelmed. And then I listened to your day and I'm like, you know what? I'm fine. Not a problem. Like I can show up where I need to show up and do what I need to do and be excited about it.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I think that's the great thing about this podcast too, is because even though we all have like a different story and a different life story and a different day, every day is different, obviously, for all of us, we still have those common things that we just, after a long, hard day, we want to text our girlfriends at 11 o'clock and say, can you believe this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Or we want to just sit down, watch maybe a little bit of Scandal on TV, or maybe, you know, call somebody up and just say, you know, I want to talk about these things that are important to women. And I guess that's the other part of our podcast, is just being able to have that conversation with you, with our listeners, and with other women who are out there who are experiencing the same things. And unfortunately, sometimes when women get so busy, when they're hustling, they forget to leave a small portion where they're taking care of themselves. And part of taking care of yourselves is having a friend group, having a tribe,
yes,
to really talk about these things with and commiserate with, yes, but also to build each other up. So hopefully we can create that tribe here, and we can be those women for you as well, because it's not easy.
No.
There's nothing easy about being a woman. There just isn't.
Makes it worth it.
It does.
Though, right?
It does. And then it gives us lots of excuses to drink champagne.
Right. Well, I mean, I can pretty much make an excuse to drink champagne any day of the week.
True.
But
so this is another thing that we really wanted to touch on. As women, you know, sometimes we have these crazy ideas. And I think it's a tendency sometimes to say, you know what? I just don't know if that could work. Like, mm-hmm, there's all these things. There's all these roadblocks in the way. Like, I have my family to take care of. I have to do this. I have to do that. All right. It's a great idea, but maybe I'll do it next time. So we decided to just
do it
and say, fuck it.
Dive in.
So, you know, our mantra really for this whole idea is, let's dare to do it. Like, let us dare to do this shit and to get out there and to take on a challenge that we think is worthwhile.
Yes. And I feel like that's something we have in common, is like, we're kind of stubborn.
Love it.
So challenge us. I could be so dead tired. And if someone says, like, you know, I just don't know if that makes sense. Yes, it does.
Right.
I am energized right now. Let's do it.
And here's a PowerPoint why, along with 10 bulleted.
Oh, yes. Color-coded, sticky note. I have a spreadsheet showing you how this is going to work.
Absolutely. And women do that, right? I mean, yeah, we have a tendency to say, watch me. Watch, mm-hmm, me. I'm going to show you how to do this, because we are managers. We're all managers. Even if that's not in your title, we have to manage a lot of things in our, mm-hmm, life. We have to manage our schedules. If we have families, we have to manage our family schedules. We have to incorporate all of these different things, and we have to keep our wits about us in order to do those things. And it's nice to have other women to talk about these commonalities with.
Yes. And I think that, you know, you hit it earlier when you said, you know, you have to find your tribe. And to do all that we do, I think, one, it's a hell of a lot more fun.
Right.
If you have that group. And then two, it's so much easier because we're all going to have bad days. And it's just going to happen. So, like, just accept it. If you've never had a bad day, it's coming. But if you have that group of other, you know, strong women to support you when you're maybe not feeling as strong, to, you know, fix your crown. That I saw that meme and you've said it before too.
I love
like
it.
That just like sticks with me. We all have tiaras. Why are we wearing tiaras right now?
That we should be. If you're listening to this and you want to send us tiaras in, we would wear them.
We would wear them. The sparklier, the better.
Yes. Higher the crown, the closer to God.
Yes.
I think that's what they say about bangs down in the South. Oh, or that's what my middle school pictures look like. Girl, I could use some hairspray back then.
My hair designer is a dear friend of mine. When I said I wanted bangs one time, she's like, are you sure? But I said, yeah, and I should have listened.
Yeah.
You got to really commit to bangs.
I know.
And you have to have the right personality. Like, you have, yeah, to be like, these are my fucking bangs. Deal with,
right,
it. And just own it.
Yeah.
Because if you're hesitant at all, it's like people will smell your fear about the bangs.
I know.
You know what I did see, though? Perms are coming back.
Okay. I got perms in high school. Like, for real. My hair doesn't curl very well.
Spiral perms.
That's funny.
So, obviously, we hope that you'll tune in and listen to us. And it's not just going to be us. So we want to tell, yeah, you a little bit about kind of the format of the show. We're going to be talking to other women who are killing it out there in all areas of life. Those women who are being a success in high heels and tennis shoes, mm-hmm, and slippers. Doesn't really matter what's on your feet, as long as you've got it going on and you've got things moving in your head and you're a mover and shaker, you know, we want to talk to you. So we've got some pretty great guests that we're going to be talking to. Entrepreneurial women who decided to just go forth with the idea that they had, despite all the obstacles, despite doubts that they may have had in their heads. And we have some pretty amazing guests coming up.
Yeah. If you listen to our teaser, you'll know that I'm so excited for our first guest that I kind of wish it was like one episode earlier.
Right.
But
yeah,
you corrected me.
We're so excited that we like want all of them here right now. Yeah. But we will dole them out every Wednesday. So yeah, just to give you a little what's coming up, we will be talking to a woman who actually started out as a teacher, but she had some sewing skills and she was also a musician. And she actually created some guitar straps for some members of the band out of this vintage fabric. And that whole idea blew up. And so now this same woman is actually the head of the biggest guitar strap company in the world. So we're going to be talking to her and kind of like what were her secrets to success and how did she just continue to push through all of the things that can tend to get in our way, and how is she balancing all of that?
Mm-hmm. I can't even believe that she lives like in this little part of Michigan.
And that's the cool thing. There are so many women, obviously, all across our country, but even in our little pocket of the state here, that are running businesses, that are running their lives, that are serving their communities, and it seems like they never sleep. And so we're going to talk to those women and we're going to see if there are some commonalities and things that we can apply to our lives and some lessons that we can learn from them, and see if there's some common threads here in all of these women who just happen to say, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to take a chance and I'm going to push through and I'm going to dare to do what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is like my goal of the next few episodes. I am sure that all of the women that we're going to talk to have made some mistakes along the way, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, oh God, we have for sure. And like, I think that's okay. And, you know, never waste a mistake, right?
Right.
So like, what can we learn from each other? And every lesson is an opportunity.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that I'm looking forward to learning about is, what are those challenges? I mean, it's a Facebook and Instagram world, mm-hmm. right? Your image out there that we all like to project, it looks perfect. It looks filtered. It looks polished. Well, we know that's not real life.
No.
We know that there are struggles. So these successful women who are out there, what are the struggles? What are the challenges that I'm willing to bet we are all going through?
Yes. Remove that Instagram filter. What's the real picture?
What's the real picture?
Although I do love a good Instagram filter.
I mean,
just saying, but
I'm not sure I've posted a picture without a filter since.
No.
I don't know, 2013?
There's so many fun ones. I mean, Snapchat is like, I could spend hours.
Oh, you just young kids in your Snapchat. Remember when Kaylee said she was going to be turning 30? Don't worry, listeners. You have a woman here in your mid-30s. In fact, I'll be turning 37 in a couple of months. 37! So excited about it. You know what? I'm excited about being in my mid-30s. I know Kaylee's going to find this out, but to those viewers out there who are in your mid-30s and your 40s, that's where it's at. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like,
I hope
you
so.
Can take your 20s because they do not compare to your 30s. I would not trade. I would not go back to my 20s if you paid me. And that is honest truth. Like, when you hit your 30s, especially your mid-30s, you just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're hitting your stride. Like, you know what you know. You know what you like. You know what you don't like. And you just don't have time for the bullshit anymore. And what's even better, you don't even have to fake it. Like, you can do what you want to do. And you can feel confident. And I've never felt better. I'm loving mid-30s.
You're giving
me
hope.
And I say bring on 40. My girlfriend Tara just turned 40 a couple of months ago. And we had the biggest celebration ever. We rented a limo. We went dancing all night. I'm looking forward to 40, actually.
You're going to throw a hell of a party.
It's going to be amazing. I mean,
I guess that is exciting about 30, is I do get to have a party.
You do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. If we get those tiaras.
We can wear tiaras to the party.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Tiaras and champagne. There's not much else that makes me happier than tiaras and champagne.
Oh, and heels.
And heels. Yes.
That's a given.
So the other thing that we're going to stress on this too is what are those steps that you need to take to get to where you want to be? Mm-hmm. So yes, it's conversational. Yes, it's sitting on the couch with the girlfriends and having some champagne. But what are those action steps? You know, Kaylee and I, we're pretty successful in life. We've figured some stuff out. And we hope to share those things with you. So what are some secrets to our success? And what are some secrets to the success of the people that come on our show? And we're going to talk about how you can just break through that anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I've learned in my life is that action cures anxiety. So if you're feeling like, all right, maybe I want to start that new business, or maybe I want to turn this hobby that has really just kind of been a hobby. Maybe I want to try it out. Do it.
Yes.
Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
Exactly. You have some fun. That's the worst.
Absolutely. So we hope to provide some inspiration for you. I mean, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be easy, but you can definitely get out there and try it. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can provide some guidance along the way.
Yeah. And I think as women, I feel like when someone says, oh, you're so successful, our instinct is to be like, oh, stop. Like,
right.
No,
I'm just lucky.
Well, you know what? Fuck that. We do a lot.
Yeah, we do.
So you got to own that first. Own it. And then it's like we can learn from each other.
Absolutely. And as she's talking about owning it and talking about her story, you know, she was being pretty modest in her intro. She's not even 30 yet, and she's a VP. Yeah, that's right. A VP in a financial institution, a pretty damn successful one. So, you know, what are those steps along the way that she just bulldozed over in order to get to that position? She was hustling.
Hustling.
Probably in heels, making her like 6'3".
Or taller. I had an old boss, actually, that he like joked, but not really, that he didn't want to walk down the hallway with me when I wore heels because I was that much taller. Yeah.
A little bit of intimidation factor.
Something.
Not afraid of that. We're not afraid to be a little bit intimidating as women.
Nah.
So we hope you'll join us. We're going to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to come into the studio after a long day of work, and we are going to open up a bottle of champagne, a different bottle every week. So if you have any suggestions,
yes,
we would love to hear your suggestions. You know, today we're drinking some champagne from Lemon Creek Winery, and let me give them just a little bit of a shout out here because we were hustling today.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee was in Grand Rapids for work. I was in Battle Creek for work. And we both had to drive about an hour and a half back to get here. And it was raining and there was traffic and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I had a flat tire this morning. And I forgot my daughter's lunch sitting on the kitchen table. So after the flat tire was fixed, I had to run the lunch back to the school that I just dropped her off at, then get to work, then drive back here for the podcast to record our very first podcast. But I had to get our inaugural bottle of champagne, and I had to go to Lemon Creek to get it because I love their champagne. So I look at my GPS. It says I'm going to get there like 3 minutes after it closes.
Ugh.
So I call the girl. I say, look, I need the champagne. We're starting a podcast tonight. If I don't have the champagne, it's going to be a bad sign. We're going to be doomed. And she said, don't worry. I'll be there. I'll be here. I'll open up. So not only did she keep the door open for me, but she let me try out a couple other varieties. And she was so excited to be a part of this. And it just really hit home that there is this tribe of women out there,
mm-hmm,
that are just encouraging each other. And we want to be inclusive. And we want to be a part of it. So we hope that you'll join us, and we hope that you'll become part of our tribe, and then we can grow and learn and kick ass together.
Yes. Thank you, Lemon Creek.
Right.
Like, I have the champagne in my hand, so I know that you did get it, but I was kind of on edge while you were talking about it. Like,
right. Yeah.
Did she make it in time?
Totally made in time.
Thank you.
That girl was awesome. So hats off to her, and great thing for them, obviously, for staying open. I mean, I bought maybe a little bit more than I intended, so whatever magic, it worked. But I really haven't ever walked into a winery that I haven't walked out with something in hand. So,
I mean, the more you buy, sometimes you get a discount.
It's just economical.
Like, it just makes sense.
It's just smart business, really.
Yeah. I don't stock like condensed soup at home. It's like I need, if the world ends, I need like a pantry of champagne.
And then I'm coming there.
Yeah.
Right. So thanks for joining us. And we hope that you'll be here next Wednesday. But We do want to end our podcast every week with a segment that we want to call What's Your Screenshot? So we've all been there. You have your girlfriends who you've probably been on the same group text with for the last 5 years. Your husband's significant others probably don't understand why when you pick up your phone, there are 40 missed text messages from just the last 20 minutes. So what are those things that you just have to screenshot this week? You got to screenshot them and you got to send them to your girls. What are those things?
Well, I have, and I was so excited because my best friend sent me this yesterday. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's like she knew. So she was glitter bombed. Do you know what a glitter bomb is?
I do not, but I
So guess. Apparently, it's Day Ruined is like the brand of this glitter bomb. So listeners, look it up. It sounds cool. Well, anyway, so the concept is someone mails you this literally glitter bomb and it like explodes in glitter. So she sent me this screenshot like thinking I did it to her. Like, did you glitter bomb me? And the picture actually is her kitchen floor is covered in glitter. It's like on one hand really beautiful, but on the other hand, like glitter's a son of a bitch to clean up.
Oh, it is the herpes of the art world.
Yeah, so it wasn't me actually. It was her brother. But I laughed so hard and I was kind of wishing it was me just because it's so clever. Like, I've never seen someone do that in real life.
As a parent of two daughters who would bathe in glitter if I gave them the opportunity, I can totally understand like the pure joy of the glitter bomb, yeah. But also from a mother, the pure horror of a glitter bomb.
Right.
You can never get it out.
No.
As a teacher, I banned it from all projects in my classroom. There was no glitter allowed. Not because I didn't think it was beautiful, but because the custodial staff would have hated me for the rest of all
time.
If
that gets on carpet, oh, you're done.
You're done.
At least on like, you know, tile or wood, it's a little easier.
It's a little bit easier, but it's not much. I mean, you're going to find that everywhere. God, but it's so beautiful.
I know.
Right? All right, I do have a screenshot and send this week, and it came to me from a friend. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was feeling like, well, I guess it wasn't a couple of weeks ago. It was like the new year. And I was feeling how you feel at the turn of the new year, just all ambitious. And I put this meme out there on Facebook, and it was the Eleanor Roosevelt quote that said, "Do one thing every day that scares you."
It's a great
one.
And
I was feeling good. I mean, in that day at work, I actually did something that scared me, which involved sledding down some concrete stairs for a video. But that's a story for a different podcast. But the idea was there. Like, it's motivational, right? Like, do one thing that scares you. Just say fuck it and just do it. And so, okay, I posted that and then kind of didn't give it another thought. Well, yesterday, my friend sends me this text message, and in it is the screenshot of these runners who have these Spartan medals. And not only do they have the Spartan medal, they have the Spartan trifecta. So let me back up. The Spartan is this national race, and they have them everywhere. And there's three different types of the races. But essentially, it's you run a long ways and you do a whole bunch of obstacles that are really hard and I think designed to kill you. So you do this race like as a test of your will and endurance and possibly stupidity. Well, last year, a group of my girlfriends and I, we decided to do a Spartan. Now, the Spartan sprint, okay, that's like the easiest one of all three of the Spartans. And it's a 5-mile run with like 26 obstacles. Still the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
Like at the end of it, you have to jump over fire. And what? Yeah. It's kind of cool. I mean, the pictures are fantastic, but you have to jump over fire in order to finish the race. Well, I had been running and I had been doing all these obstacles and my legs were shaking and I didn't even think I was going to be able to jump over this final thing of fire there. But I did it. Okay. It was like the coolest thing ever. Like girl power. We did it. Well, this year, my friend Tara, she gets the great idea. Not only are we going to do the Spartan Sprint again this year, we're going to do the Spartan Super, which is like 8 miles. More obstacles, and the Spartan Beast, which is like 14 miles of running. Now, Kaylee, I know you ran the Chicago Marathon this past year.
But
so
I don't do jumping over fire. So, like,
right.
You're on a whole different level.
Oh, my God. I mean, the obstacles, like, you go in water, you're climbing up ropes, you're carrying buckets of sand. I mean, it's the real deal. It's legit. So I was like, you know what, Tara? I just don't think I can do it. So I'll be damned if she didn't send me the same damn meme that I posted on Facebook a week before that said, do one thing every day that scares you. And I'm like, God damn, like called my bluff. She got me. So again, that's my screenshot and send, that meme, you know.
So you're going to do it, right?
I have to.
Well, right. And now all of our listeners know you're going to do it. So you can't go really back.
I just want to say that I've never ran more than 7 miles at a time in my life.
You can do it.
And this is double that with like 30 bajillion obstacles. Yeah. So, I mean, I did row this morning for 15 minutes, so I feel like I'm ready.
Yeah, you can totally do this.
I carry my three-year-old. It's like the same thing as carrying a bucket of sand.
Probably harder. Three-year-olds squirm.
Mm.
Sand doesn't.
Right. True. So that kind of goes hand in hand with our first podcast. The whole podcast was this idea. Let us dare to do it.
Yep.
So run three Spartans and getting the three medals in 1 year, the trifecta. Let us dare, I guess.
Yep. So we want to know, what are you? So it's like the new year, January. We're all like, let's do it. We're inspired. Connect with us on social. Connect with us. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Hustlin' and Heels. We're on Twitter at HIHpod. We want to know, what are you daring yourself to do this year? Let's hold each other accountable.
That sounds great. We can't wait to hear from you. And we hope that you will join us next Wednesday as we have our second episode of Hustlin' and Heels. And we have just successfully accomplished our very first podcast. Was it awkward?
I don't feel like it was that awkward.
I feel like it was that awkward. Women just crush it, don't we?
We do. We're amazing.
So see you next week, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
Hustlin' and Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacey Carlin and Kaylee Gaines, and all views and opinions expressed on the shows are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacey and Kaylee on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHpod. And you can also send the show an email to letschat@hihpod.com. Feel free to write into the ladies if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. If you've got a question, comment, or to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all we have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for our next episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.